A little bit of your heart and your prayer for us as a church family.
I feel like I was just up here. So, yeah, thanks. And just in thinking through 2018 and looking ahead to 2019, I did want to just take this moment just to share a word of encouragement with our body. And a lot of it goes along with what Pastor Christopher shared with us last week. And that is just that, you know, he talked about God's sovereignty and how he has plans and how he invites us to join in on those plans. And we have the opportunity to do that. But regardless, he's faithful to continue those plans and to accomplish those plans. He's promised that he's going to do it. And he invites us to come along with him on that journey. I think there's so much hope and there's so much peace in knowing that God's got a plan for me in my own life, in knowing that God's got a plan for our body, for Devonshire, in what he's doing in us individually, in us collectively. You know, he has a plan, and he's inviting us to join him. You know, he's put us here, all our personal struggles and our histories and our backgrounds, our giftings. You know, God's piled all those things together, and he's put us here, you know, if you take it to its extent, in this pew on this Sunday, because he's got a plan for us and he has things that he wants to do and he wants us to come along with him. You know, our church has seen big changes over 2018, visibly in that we, you know, in our facility is the community center is a reality now. It's something that our church has been praying for and planning for and hoping for and working for years. And, you know, 2018 saw that come to fruition. We saw the building go up. You know, it was something that a vision was shared years ago, and it was something that many of you had sacrificed greatly over years to see happen through our finances, through our hours and efforts. There were inconveniences along the way, but, you know, God provided throughout that. And, you know, it's an exciting time for us as a church because we see that happen and we see this come. You know, and just resting in the fact that God's sovereign, that he has a plan for us. He has a plan for our facilities. He has a plan for everything that's going on right now, and he's just asking us to join him. Along with that word of encouragement is just sort of a word of warning or caution that goes along with it. You know, in scriptures over and over again, we do see where God's people are promised great things, and, you know, over time, they get through a long journey, and they get to that peak, that point of promise. And right at the finish line, they lose focus, or they get distracted, or they do something, and they miss out on joining God on what he had promised. And, you know, how disheartening would it be for us as a body for us to miss out on that opportunity? So I think if we just focus on a couple things, we have an opportunity to join God and really in the promises that he's given us. And one is just really saturating our lives in the gospel, really just looking to have everything that we do in our lives, in our relationships, in our homes, our workplaces, just have all that just drip with the gospel, with forgiveness and love and hope, with patience and understanding, you know, just having all those things. If we're focused on that, it's going to put us really in a position to do the second thing, and that's just as a body living united and on mission. You know, there's going to be different ideas and dreams that we all have, different hopes. And I think if we can just continue to stay united and focused on the mission of just helping people find Jesus, if we're really all headed for that, and with that being our greatest hope, really just gives us an opportunity to join God in that sovereign plan that he's got working out and has placed us here for. So I think it's an exciting time for us as a body, and I'm praying and looking forward to the ways that God's going to work in and through us in the next 12 months. So, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Brent. Butch.
That's better. I have to apologize before I get into this because I'm a numbers guy and I'll throw a lot of numbers at you. But what I want you to get out of it really isn't the numbers, but how amazing God is and what he's done through this congregation. We started our Into the Light program over 3.5 years ago. The goal going in was $450,000. That was a huge faith goal. We got our pledges in, and we fell short on our pledges. And typically, you read the literature, you get 80% of the pledges back in the amount of funds raised. If you look at the report I put in, we raised over $490,000 since the beginning of the campaign, hoping for $450,000. That is amazing. It's a God thing. Of course, we had our challenges along the way. The project that we had originally envisioned was not quite as big as what it ended up. I mean, we spent a lot more than what was originally planned, but a lot got accomplished. We finished remodeling the downstairs of this building. We've completed the building. We paid off the mortgage for that last property that we had. Altogether, all of that costs is close to $2 million. Yet we ended up with a $1.3 million loan from $490,000 raised. Put that math together, it doesn't work. God found a way to make it work. At the beginning of the year, actually the end of 2017, I was really scared. I had to put my signature on a loan for over $1 million. Yes, it was for the church, but my name's on the line. That was scary. Our church is able to handle that kind of loan. We, in some way, were able to find a way to include in our budget just the costs for that loan on a regular basis, so that any extra money that comes in designated for Into the Light or Building Fund going forward can go completely towards paying down more of the principal. We're not just trusting that extra money will come in to pay for the regular payments on the loan. We are able to pay down extra as more money comes in. That is amazing how God has provided for us. As I began 2018, I was looking at the expenses of what this new building was going to be, and the quote for all of the expenses, and saying, we are going to have a difficult time. We started off with an operating budget, which is basically, if you think of it, a checkbook. That's how much money that the church has available to spend. We had about $95,000 at the beginning of 2018. And after I did the rough calculations, I figured, oh, we're going to be close to zero by the end of 2018 because of all the expenses, because of all the extras that needed to be done. And then during the year, extra things were added in. We had to get a bond to pay for insurance in case we never finished completion of the building. We didn't plan for that. We had extra expenses like typically happen with normal building projects that, oh, these are a little above and beyond what the original quote was. Those added expenses just built to the stress of thinking, how are we going to end up on a positive note at the end of 2018? At the end of this year, we ended up with a balance of $94,000 in that, quote, checking account. We started at 95. We have a very strong account. We have over $250,000 in the bank as a church right now. Most of that is in reserves for special designated activities, but $95,000 of it's not earmarked for anything. It's in case we have other expenses that need to come. We are in strong financial condition. But it's all God. The numbers don't work. For me, trying to figure this out, it didn't work, it didn't make sense, but I trusted that God was going to find a way, and he did. And it's all because of you. You're trusting God and contributing to his work. And now his work can get started. In that community center, we can start to build a community that is focused on reaching others for Christ. That's the whole purpose of that building. that money that was spent is not just to have another structure, fancy place to meet. It's to build God's kingdom. So what can we do as our church? Not just financially. God's taking care of that and working through you to make that happen. But what can we do as a church to use that community center for its full purpose in reaching the community for Christ?
Thanks, Butch and Brent. And yeah, that's just thank God for his goodness to us. That is like awesome. Just looking for my Bible and just looking at the clock, and just as I was listening to both of these guys share, just overwhelmed with gratitude for just the leadership that God has given us. Just Brent, just getting to hear your heart is exactly what we need as for our leaders. Just that focus in the gospel and being a people united together, loving each other, just like you talked about, and then to hear such an amazing testimony from Butch as to how God has provided and he's carried us through, and it can be a real challenging, scary kind of thing to enter into a big project like we have and we've accomplished and worked through, and I get what Butch is saying, and I'm sure that many of you maybe not worked through and wrestled through that point of trusting the Lord to provide what was going to be needed. And God, how are you going to do that? And I know in my life that was definitely a challenging thing to take that step, and here where we sit now, just to hear a testimony of God's grace and his provision is overwhelming, and it just brings you to tears. As I have just been more emotionally affected by things a lot lately, and that is one of them. Butch, thank you for sharing that, and we have so much to be thankful for as a congregation. And this morning, just looking at the clock, I think I want to do something different than what I planned on, and I'm trying to find it. Pages are sticking. Ephesians. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Ephesians. Let's just turn. It's this familiar passage, and then what I want us to do for our time as we close it is just to spend some time praying as a congregation together. Let's all stand and let's read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 21. And Paul, he's writing this letter to the church in Ephesus, and he's just laid it out to them about how good God has been to them through Jesus. And he comes here to this part where he has this prayer for them. It says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from which every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And so now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." You may be seated. Our Father in heaven, this morning, just as we're going to take a few moments here this morning as a church family, to pray and just to consider this passage, Lord. I ask that you would just move in our hearts. May we be encouraged. May we be all the more rooted in your love and to know the strength that there is that comes through the power of your Holy Spirit in our lives. And Lord, may we continue to believe that there is more to come and that you have more in store for us as we follow after you faithfully. In your name we pray, amen. Yeah, simply this morning as we come to this passage, and that's Paul's prayer for this church, I'm just reminded this morning as to God's goodness to us, his faithfulness throughout these years, and there's three ways throughout this year coming up that I feel like that I've sensed God wanting to encourage us and challenge us as a church family, and I just want to share those three things, and they're the ways that I'm going to be talking with our leaders and encouraging them to give some special attention and focus, and that's in regards to in our relationships with people. Might we be intentional about those? Brent, he talked about those in regards to a unity and the way that we love and forgive one another. And so just an intentionality in our relationships, but not just an intentionality in our relationships, but also in regards to the conversations that we have. When I was in Indonesia 2 months ago, that was one of the things that just felt like God was impressing upon my heart over and over, and that was as we were walking out and looking and just asking God, would you lead us and would you guide us so that we can have conversations, spiritual conversations, where it's not just like, you know, how's the weather or tell me about your what it's like here in Sumatra, but more so, God, would you lead us and guide us so that we can have conversations to share the gospel and to tell people about how much you love them and care for them and who Jesus is and what he has come and the change that he'll make in your life. And so this year, I want to encourage us as a church family to be very intentional about not just our relationships, but also in our conversations that we're having. Try and just be looking for the ways that God's bringing people right in front of you. He always is. And not just to have a nice, light, superficial conversation, but ask God to lead you and guide you and give you the words to say so that you can have those spiritual conversations and be intentional about that. Because at the end of the day, that's what is truly going to matter. Will we be ready? And are we ready for when he returns? And secondly, I want to encourage us and challenge us in regards to last year we started to participate in this For Harrisburg movement and being for our community. And all the more this year, I want to encourage us and our desire as a church family is to, as a leadership, is to continue to be a people who are for our community and looking for ways to engage in different ways. And we'll give opportunities, but also just as you go, be intentional about how is it that you can be for people and encouragement to people. Here, it's been exciting over the past few months as we have been able to do some different things with the community center. Not that we haven't always been doing them, but just there's some new ways now that we can participate and be for our community, whether it's a senior lunch that we had this past week and getting to just to be an encouragement and go from there. Just a great crew of about 40 came out for that and enjoyed a wonderful full meal and had some folks serving and Pat Morris did a great job of leading that up. But just different ways of coming alongside and being for the community. Many are coming out for like, say, volleyball and basketball and different things. And we're having the opportunity to have some connections that weren't there before. But it doesn't just stay here. It's going out into our community, in our neighborhoods, and in our workplaces. And I want to encourage you to be for that. Looking forward to, we're praying for Liz and Christopher as they've found a home now in Midtown, and as a church family, we are partnering with them and praying that God would bring folks there in the Midtown community to participate in that house church plant that we're praying for will continue to grow and birth here this year. And then thirdly, I want to encourage you. One of the focuses that we have is just to develop our leaders and to develop teams. And so to have teams, that means you got to have people to join in on the teams. And so I want to encourage you to get on board and to participate. Find a place to plug in and a team to be a part of in accomplishing some of these ministries. Here you got to see who our leaders were, and they cannot do it alone, and They won't do it alone. And so they need you to participate. If God's gifted you and geared you with a heart in a certain area, which he has many of you, and it's a joy to see that happen. It's amazing to see what God can do. Last night, we had a children's ministry appreciation dinner event, and Eric and Lisa did just a wonderful job of putting that together and appreciating and having a wonderful time, getting to hear some of the stories from some of those who work regularly with our kids about just those moments, that the ways that they see God working. It's such a joy to see and to hear. And so that's one of the things I want to encourage you to plug in and participate in that. There has been so much that God has done in the past year, and there is more to come. And we believe that wholeheartedly because our God is faithful, he's good, he's called us, and we're going to just stick in there with him and lean on him and the power of his Spirit to move and flow through us as we follow him wherever he leads us. And so today, I know that at the bottom of all this, and the most important thing is for us to be praying, for us to be calling on the name of the Lord and asking him to come and move, because we can't do any of this without him and without his help. And so for a way for us to do that, I just want to take a few minutes for us as a congregation to pray. And I don't know if you want to come forward and just have your own time praying here at the altar. You can do that. You're welcome to do that. But a way just to get us all to engage and participate, I want to ask us all to stand and find one other person. Or if you need to have it be three, okay, do that. But I want to stand, and then I'm going to direct in just to pray in certain ways. We don't really need to talk about anything. I'm going to tell you how I want you to pray. And so sometimes these prayer times can get into a lot of talk time. I just want to pray. And so let's stand, and let's find one or two other people. And then I'm going to ask you to pray a certain way once you find that. So and then, Christopher, can you come on up? Sorry. So here's how I want to ask you to pray. The first way is this. I want you to pray, like, because your name is God, because of who you are, I praise you for dot, 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 whatever. And let's just take, like, 2 minutes, and let's pray that just because, God, you are, I praise you for this. Okay, so just take some time, and we can go around as many times as you want. Because he's so great, he's so good that we could go on for hours, right? And just thanking him.